Well, Scott, I think that this is just one more move as an indication that the tide clearly has turned across the country. I mean, to me, the fact that Arizona Republicans recalled the Republican Senate leader, Russell Pierce, who sponsored and spearheaded 1070 in Arizona.
Right.
And then, I mean, that was first evidence. And, of course, Utah passed its Utah Packet combination, including driver's permits and a worker permit program similar to what the Kansas business community is doing. What's happened in Kansas is very similar to what happened right here in Texas, Scott, in that this last legislative session, you know, we had 108 Arizona-style bills.
Right.
Not one of them passed, and that's because Texas business owners finally got off their rear ends and talked to the legislators.
Yeah, well, and none of them passed. It's important to point out, none of them passed with a huge Republican majority. A lot of people thought,
exactly.
You know, a lot of people thought just because of that, because you had this huge groundswell of conservatism coming into the legislature, that would just naturally pass. That's what would happen.
Well, Scott, and of course, Texas, we used it. In Kansas, they're using this, too. They got three test tubes of people who had passed enforcement-only law, Arizona, Georgia, and Alabama. And in Alabama and Georgia, they're both there having – you read all those stories, the backlash there, and they're rethinking their laws. And the Alabama attorney general and governor are both at this point trying to find a way out of what was passed and what they approved and supported.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this.
Well,
let me ask you this. One of the chief arguments against the laws in Arizona, Georgia, and some of these other places you mentioned was that states are not allowed to make up their own immigration policy, right? The Obama administration and others say that's under the purview of the Fed. So why would the reverse be true, that they could put some other policy in place that other people, you know, opponents of those laws might agree with, but it does sort of amount to people like the state making up its own immigration policy? Can they do that?
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Scott. Let me say this, clear this up. In essence, I think that it has been established that states could do their own mandatory e-verify if they want to. Okay, now there are some of the laws that are keeping kids out of schools and so on that absolutely are not legal. What the federal government has been challenging so far is what Utah has passed and will probably challenge what Kansas is considering. And so they're asking for a waiver from the federal government. Texas, Paul Workman in the Texas legislature actually sponsored a worker permit program, but it did not get out of committee. But those that have passed in Utah and now Kansas is considering, they won't be able to use them unless they get a waiver from the federal government. There is, you know, the bottom line is the answer is still at the U.S. Congress level, but the fact that these states are finally having the nerve to stand up and talk about it is, again, it's evidence of what I've been telling you all along, and even that in the Republican Party, the screamers on immigration are the minority. They are not the voting majority.
Yeah, well, let me ask you about what you think ought to happen instead. I'll do that straight ahead. It is 9:19. We're talking to Norman Adams here with Texans for Sensible Immigration Policy on News 92 FM.